There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Afternoon, Robbie.
Oh, hello, Dan. How are you? Just been watching Van der Valk. Got the tune stuck in my head.
I've never seen Van der Valk. Don't know why I made a noise like that. Is it good?
Well, I mean, you don't like to see him loads now.
No.
I don't know. But luckily...
In the correct realm.
Well, in the correct realm, he's got his own channel.
Yeah.
Van der Valk TV.
So. You actually pay for that streaming service for Van der Valk.
Yeah, it's the most expensive one.
Yeah.
Just pure back-to-back Van der Valk.
Wall-to-wall.
Yep. Documentaries on Van der Valk, all about Van der Valk.
Brilliant.
I don't remember loads about Van der Valk, apart from I liked it, I'm totally honest. So that brings us to the end of the Van der Valk-related chat. How have you been, Dan?
Good, thanks. Yeah, you?
Yeah, I mean, that's it? No advance on that?
Just... No. Well, I've been to a couple of pubs.
All right.
Do you want to get straight into it?
Well, I might. I've been all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good exaggeration, but fine. I've been absolutely fine.
You're a little bit tired.
Yeah, I'm a bit tired.
Yeah.
Went to a sort of anime convention at the weekend.
Yeah.
Anime and that sort of geekery sort of thing that my kids wanted to go to.
And who did you dress up as?
I didn't dress
Pikachu?
Up as anyone. I went as Moon Underwater podcast host Robbie Knox.
Oh, okay.
No, my kids dressed up as characters. I didn't know what they were.
Right.
They were things from some animes and stuff. They had a good time. I didn't.
but that's what being a father is all about.
Exactly.
Isn't it? Being a good father
Misery.
Is sacrificing
your
own enjoyment for the sake of your children.
Yeah. But let's talk about pubs. You mentioned pubs there.
Yes.
Dan, we've made a pact to go. We're having a battle to see and go to the most pubs this year.
Yeah.
That's what it's basically become.
Yeah. But yeah, it started off as let's try and visit 52 different pubs this year, but it's now become a heated rivalry.
Yeah, so let's hear your pubbing of the week.
Okay, so I've got another couple to add to the list. First one. Now, I think I mentioned this last year. In the summer, I went to the Lambeth Country Show.
Yeah,
always good fun.
You have mentioned
Rockwell
this,
Park
in
Herne Hill, and I had a pint of bitter by a brewer called Ansbach and Hobday, and I bought it. And I went, oh, thanks very much, walked off, had a couple of sips, and then I went, oh, my God. And
good,
I had
to
go.
Good, or bad, or
just good, just
okay.
Just, I don't think it would be everyone's cup of tea, but for my palate, it was like, this is the kind of beer I love. And it's just their sort of standard, they call it their session bitter, I think. And I actually went back and went back to them and said, can I just say, this is amazing. They're like, oh, thanks very much, really nice, isn't it? So I immediately went home and ordered a load of cans of their bitter.
Oh.
And it's a session beer, right? But I don't drink it as a session beer. I love it so much. I just have it as a little treat for myself every now and again. Just when I'm watching Fargo on telly or something.
Or Van der Valk.
Or Van der Valk. Anyway, so because of that, I'm on their... I'm sure you are on a million mailing lists like I am that will go into your promo bits.
Yeah.
And there's only certain ones that I look at when they come in, you know, Uniqlo, have they got underwear on sale? And it's back in Hobday, what's going on with their beers?
Right.
And they sent me a thing this week and it was just like an update, you can buy the stuff, blah, blah. And then it said, oh, and don't forget, you can look at our Ansbach and Hobday London black map to see where our porter, London Black, is on sale on tap in pubs across the country. Oh. Right. And I was like, oh, I haven't tried that. That's interesting. So I looked at the map and it's amazing. They've just got the whole map of the country and then there's a little symbol wherever it's on tap in a pub. Wow. So I was like, oh, I wonder where it is near me. And there was a pub which I've never heard of and never been to, about a 25-minute walk away across Brockwell Park.
Yeah.
So one afternoon, I went, right, I got my work done. I went, all right, I'm heading over there. So I had a nice stroll in the cold across the park.
Yeah.
It's about 25 minutes over towards Tulse Hill to the Elm Park Tavern.
Yeah.
Beautiful pub. I mean, like, it's a proper neighbourhood pub. Like, it's not really, it's off the beaten track. It's sort of a residential area. Really lovely. And inside, they've got, like, several beers on tap. They've got some non-alcoholic options on tap. They've got cask ales. And of course, they had London Black. So I went in.
Had your London Black.
Had a pint of that. Enjoyed the ambiance. Yeah. Very friendly staff. And then strolled home.
Wonderful.
It was really nice.
That's fabulous. That was pub number one.
That was pub number one. So I recommend that. I don't know if I said it. It's called the Elm Park Tavern.
Yeah.
Yes. Elm Park Tavern. Very, very much recommended. Sort of Tulse Hill, Brixton area. If anyone fancies that. And the second one, I went with you.
Yes.
Now, we went last week.
We had a guest. We had Sean Keaveney.
Yes, I was going to say, can we say? We can say that.
We had Sean Keaveney on for a future episode of Moon and the Water. I mean, a past. We've recorded it, but it'll go out in the future.
Yes.
Sort of thing. And we went to the pub with him afterwards.
Great ep.
Lovely man.
Really lovely man. And we went to the Argyle, didn't we?
Yeah, which is near where we record in Farringdon.
Yes. Now, I haven't been there before. Had you been in there for a pint before?
Okay. I had.
Yeah. So we had Timothy Taylor's.
Yep.
One each.
It was one,
packed, wasn't
one
it?
One for Sean as well. Yeah.
Packed in there.
Yeah, it's busy. Thursday.
Busy.
People talk about dry January.
Yeah.
Not there. Not in the Argyle.
No. And I went home and I thought, well, I sort of have been to other pubs in this area, but I hadn't been there before. And I thought I'd just look up about the pub, see if there's anything interesting about it. But I couldn't find very much. But I did find one of those websites that sort of tells you about local pubs. And this one says, talks about the fact that it's in Hatton Garden.
Yep.
Which people that don't know is where is a lot of jewellery and...
Diamonds
in particular. I could tell a very quick short story in a second about my friend who bought a diamond from there. And it said, yeah, it's in that area where people buy diamonds when they're getting married and et cetera, et cetera. And it said, and in their review, it said, staff are attentive and very sensitive to the real magic of this love-stricken area where you can hear the cheer of congratulations. That's just not true, is it?
You love reading through a review.
I do.
Your hobbies, isn't it? Amazon, pub reviews.
I find it great fun.
I really like
the idea. How are the staff sensitive to the fact that people, because I don't think people, they might buy the diamond there, but do they propose? They don't propose there, do they?
I don't think you propose in the Argyle.
I
had a lovely time, but it's, there's better places to propose.
And I've been around Hatton Garden quite a lot because I used to work in Farringdon as well. And I've never heard cheers going up in the streets because someone's just proposed. I think you can buy the stuff there, but I don't think actual proposals are.
No.
So I thought, yeah. Anyway, so did you enjoy the Argyle?
Yeah, well, I had a pint, had a chat.
Yeah, it was nice.
Went back and it was perfect timing for me to get my train back to Norwich. So happy days.
Great stuff.
That's great. So you're declaring on two this week.
So I'm declaring on two. I've got four and I've done the spreadsheet and I've got a separate spreadsheet now.
Okay.
It's one spreadsheet, but there's tables for both of us. And mine are all in there and I've got date, pub, drink, and then just occasion stroke notes.
Fabulous.
So in there I've got, you know, after show drink with Sean Keaveney. And then I've started yours. So it's obviously got, it's less populated.
By one?
I don't know all the details when you were out. Obviously making video about Manning Tree is what I've got in there.
Right.
So you're on three, but I suspect you're about to tell me about.
Well, I was aware you'd been to another pub because I'd seen it on your social medias. So I knew you'd been to the Elm Park Tavern, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So I've had in the back of my mind, I need to go to a pub this week. And at the anime convention, I tried everything. Like, I was like, well, there's a pub right next to the XL where it was on called The Fox.
Yeah.
And I thought, Joe, I'll take my kids there. I'll tell them, which I thought was true, but turned out it wasn't too bad, that the queues for the train would be really bad.
Mm.
So let's go to the pub and get some food and a drink. They don't mind a pub. They'd be happy with that. But then it was quite hard to get there. You've got to go downstairs to a bit of weight. And they seemed to be IDing people to get in. I thought, well, if they're IDing people, they're not going to, like my kids and the kids I took with me were 9 and 12.
They look quite young, don't they?
They're not going to get in as 18.
Yeah.
The next day I thought, well, because Kitty went off with her friends, I thought Otto and I, we go for pub lunch. He wanted to get noodles from the concession stand sort of thing in the Excel. So we got that.
Otto.
So all the way through, I was a pub down.
Mm.
And then I remember this morning, I was a pub down. So I came to Farringdon Station and I went to the Weatherfins for a coffee. So if you could add Sir John Oldcastle in Farringdon.
What is it? The Sir John?
Oldcastle.
Sir John Oldcastle. Okay. And any notes to add?
It was quite bleak.
Yep. I walked past it on my way in and I thought, I wonder if I will go in there.
Well, there was a woman outside raising money for Oxfam.
Okay.
Good for her. I support a few select charities.
Yep.
So, and I'm at the age now where I'm quite good at just saying, sorry, I need to get to work.
Yes.
But I said to her, sorry, I need to get to work. And then walked down and just turned right into the Weatherspoons. So hopefully she didn't turn around and see that because... well, I mean, I could work in Weatherspoons. She doesn't know that.
Yeah. My favourite thing about that Weatherspoons, which I noticed as I walked past this morning, was that it said on the side, world-class spirits. I like that as a thing.
The messy of spirits.
Proper. They don't go for the cheap spirits.
No, they don't.
It's world-class.
Yeah, so I went in there, I had a coffee, I had a bowl of fruit as well.
You get a bowl of fruit from...
You can get a bowl of fruit, breakfast menu.
Oh.
Bananas, blueberries, strawberries, apple. I think that was the fruits on offer.
Oh, nice.
So I went there. It's done now. I won't be rushing back. But that was like, I feel a bit sad that I've used that one so early because that's always, it's like a ball over the cushion in pool. Do you know what I mean? You've always, over the pocket, sorry, in pool. You've always got that
it's there
if you want it.
That was very much my thought as I walked past it this morning, actually. So
you thought what?
I've got that in the back pocket. Yeah. I can pop in there at any time.
So what I should have done is gone and had a... gone to the Weatherspoons in Liverpool Street Station. That's a bit harder for you to get to, but I've got that for another day.
Yeah.
So there we go, coffee. So I've been to four pubs.
So we're on four each.
Yes, we are.
Great, and it's a good start to the year. We're 1/13th of the way to 52.
Yeah, and we're double the average we needed to win, aren't we?
Yeah.
So good start. Hoping to ramp it up over the next few weeks. And leave any thoughts of dry January
completely behind.
Absolute tatters.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dan, there's a notice board full of correspondence behind you there. Would you mind just grabbing some down for me?
I will. There we go.
Take it away.
So I'll take it away. So the first one we got is from Ian. And Ian says, hey, Landlord Robbie and regular Dan. Long-time listener, first-time mister.
He's cool, Ian, isn't he?
I quite like Ian.
I thought he'd be cool because he's got like the shortest possible name, really.
Yes.
Yeah, like the full name. Like I know you get like Al. Yes. That's normally short for something else. Exactly. But Ian's the shortest.
Yeah, you can't shorten it any further or lengthen it unless it's got the extra I in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the short? Yeah, brilliant.
It's just okay. The I-A-N. Yeah.
Go for it.
You've drawn me into corresponding due to your talk about lesser hailed pub towns. As a pubsman and travel lover, this is right up my roo. Quite like that.
Yeah.
Chucks in a bit of French. Cool, yeah. Living in East Riding, could I extol Hull, Beverley, or even my own town of Howden, which has 7 pubs and a social club, which is more than the Manningtree 3. This is referencing last week. You talked about, you went to Manningtree and someone came up to you and said it was a great town because it had 3 whole pubs in it. Yes. To be fair, Halifax is also surprisingly good. Hull is often maligned, but Humber Street, High Street in Old Town, and Prince's Newland Avenue has some amazing pubs. Yeah, I've heard, I know a couple people from Hull, and it sort of gets that bad reputation, but actually, a bit of a thriving art scene there.
I did a Happy Hour Tour show in Hull, and I went down to sort of, I guess it was sort of waterfront docksy sort of area. I don't know what you'd call it, and there was like a tap room, or a sort of craft beery sort of place. It was lovely.
Yeah, yeah. It's better than Grimsby / Cleethorpes. Ooh.
Lloyd Griffiths be fuming.
He's going to be absolutely seething.
Although
he does
speak highly of Hull as well.
Well, there you go. And that's from someone who's got a great fondness for northeast Lincolnshire. Beverley also has some fine pubs, including the only pub this sceptic has ever considered might be genuinely haunted. Oh. Howden's pubs range from the Sublime, where you may find iconic US craft, through the cosy old school pub to the frankly shite, well, actually, let's say avoidable, as I'll probably be going to these at some point. There's also a micro pub that proudly proclaims to be the smallest pub in Howden. Quite the accolade. Give me a shout if you want names details. Oh, yeah, you can give us the names and details, Ian. I've also got an Instagram account casually celebrating good pubs. I'm not bothered about publicity, but we're...
Give him some anyway.
We like
Chuck
it.
Some at him.
Absolutely fine, isn't it? Brilliant boozers on Instagram, yeah. Keep up the great work. And try Tatranský Kaj in Slovakia. The stronger, the better.
I'll probably be able to get that because I'm going to the Tatra Mountains. So that's hopefully it's going to be possible. Now
that's
found
a
out
beer or
is.
A spirit.
Oh, I presume it's a beer, I'd have thought, but...
It's just the stronger, the better.
Whatever it is, I'm drinking it.
Yeah,
I'm drinking it.
Lovely. Thanks, Ian.
Cheers, Ian. Nick says, hi, guys. Further to your debate on the pub notice board, I believe there are 2 criteria you need to meet to classify something as a pub crawl.
Okay, so what we were talking about was...
What makes a pub crawl? How many pubs? What are the rules? I said you need intent and you need at least 3 pubs.
Yes.
He says a firm plan. This can include the route, a shared Google map, and timings if necessary. Okay, so we'll go through these in order. Firm plan?
Well, that's what you were kind of saying, that you have to call the pub crawl before you go out.
Yeah, but can a pub crawl be just a free-flowing thing or does it need a sort of route and stuff?
I think it probably can. I think you could say, let's go on a pub crawl. And
I can see.
You don't have to plan which pubs you're going to go to.
No, but I think you need something. I don't think you just have an esoteric pub. That's just going out, isn't it?
Is it? I don't
know. I can see what you say. I think...
Okay.
Because he's saying Google the route, a shared Google map and timings if necessary, it can include. So yeah, I think you have to sort of go, let's go to pub crawl here or down this road.
Yes.
Or somewhere other like that. We'll go rather there. Than just a pub crawl, where should we go? Dunno. Nah, it doesn't work.
No.
I'm accepting that one.
Okay.
Okay. Number 2, a theme. Previously done pubs with proper beer guns in Manchester City Centre, few
that
and far between.
Great.
And the shittest pubs in the Northern Quarter. I've decided to try and review every pub in that area in a year and get putting off going to the horrible ones. I need to say, great to have had by all. Any other trip out there, you visit a few bars, just a few drinks and not a crawl. Cheers, Nick. The theme one, I'm not sure you need a theme.
No, it's a nice to have, I would say.
It's a nice to have.
I like that he went pubs with proper beer gardens in Manchester City Centre. Nice pub crawl to do something like that.
Yep. Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessary. If we're in a pub crawl in the old village you lived in Kent...
Yeah.
We could do a crawl in there, but it would just be the 4 or 5 pubs that are
there. It'd be all the pubs.
You wouldn't be able to theme it, would you?
No.
Unless it was a a village theme.
Yeah,
the village that we're in.
I suppose having a route almost gives it a theme.
Yes.
I think your first point was stronger than your second, Nick.
Yes.
So you need a route planned in advance, but theme, you don't have to have you don't have to have the theatrics of a theme.
Okay.
I think. Okay.
Fine.
Decided. Over to you, Dan.
Well, unless anyone's got any further comments about that, they can email you, can't they?
Robbie@moonunderpod.com.
Another nice email here from Ali from the Isle of Wight about Manningtree. Because you went to Manningtree.
I went to Manningtree and a man boasted it had three pubs and said, what other town has three pubs?
Yeah. Hi, Robbie and Dan. Belated Happy New Year to you both. Listening to Robbie's recent jaunt to Manningtree, I can't help but feel you missed a trick. In the late 90s, my best mate Jamie and I decided, for reasons unknown, to spend a week in Harwich. Is that how you pronounce it?
Weekend in Harwich. Yeah. I've been to Harwich.
Yeah.
I was doing some filming at Harwich Fort for some Ghost Raid thing, and I got there early because I thought I'd have a walk around Harwich. I've never been there.
Yeah.
It's bleak. Like, I'm sorry if you're from Harwich. Like, and I'm from the Isle of Sheppey.
Yeah. You know bleak.
I know bleak. But it was like, because it's like a ferry, I thought there'd be stuff around. And there was nothing. I found a Costa out of town or some kind of coffee place and just sat in there for a bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they decided to go for a weekend.
Yeah, that must have been a blow.
Anyway. Yeah. A highlight of the weekend was going to the Globe, a pub, to see if they were showing the Liverpool game, only to be told no because EastEnders was on the big screen and Dave likes it.
Yep.
The only other customers were an old man and his dog, both sitting right in front of the big screen. To this day, we're not sure whether Dave was the man or the dog.
This chimes with my Harwich experience.
Yeah. Anyway, we were told we had to stop at Manningtree Station on the way down to Harwich because it still had an actual pub in the station. And what great advice that was, because we've chatted about pubs and stations before. Apart from the fruity in the corner, it was like being back in the 50s with its solid wood bar and real ale pumps. After we'd obviously missed the next hourly train, the landlady asked us if we fancied a bacon roll, which duly appeared from the kitchen behind the bar. They were about the size of our faces and contained at least a third of a pig in each. In the end, we let another train pass by before reluctantly heading for the bright lights of Harwich. I think it's still open, so I'll pass on the good advice we were given to please give it a visit if you're passing. Anyway, thanks for your custodianship of the moon underwater. It's in good hands. Thanks, Ali from the Isle of Wight. So did you see that?
So I saw it, but the problem they've got there, it doesn't look like a pub.
Oh.
It's called Manningtree Station Buffet.
Oh.
Or something like that. I don't remember what it was called at the time.
Yeah.
In fact, I see something here saying Mainline Coffee, formerly Manningtree Station Buffet. So I'm not sure. But it's not obviously a pub from
it's
the outside.
Pub-like.
And we did consider going there to get some lunch. We thought, oh no, it would probably be a thing there. So we have missed a trick, but they need to do better signage because I've gone through Manningtree Station many times. And if I'd seen it was a pub, I'd have probably stopped up at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also sort of brought up another possible subject for people to write into you about.
What's that?
Which is the grimmest pubs that you've been to.
Grim pubs.
Grim pubs.
Yeah, and grim towns. And I don't mean to be rude to Harwich. I'm sure there's lovely bits.
And lovely people.
I just didn't see the lovely bits.
Yes.
I might have gone to the wrong bits.
Yeah. But. So if you've been to a really grim pub in a really grim place, tell us those. Give us those stories.
At moonunderpod.com. Brilliant. Well, Dan, thank you very much for joining me here to go through things on the pub notice board. Will you please place it back with ruthless efficiency?
Okay. Ting-ting!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.